Who was your son?
Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody out there doing today? Welcome to my show, Soar Every Day with your boy, Petey Pete. And today I do got Coach Cummins from Seminole State College, along with the player of the game of Murray State College, Joseph Craig. Let me hit the ghetto bell. What's up, fellas? Y'all good?
Yes, sir.
Already locked in and ready to G.O. That's Coach Cummins right there. And word on the street, man, you guys are on a four-game winning streak. You guys beat Clarendon 12-6, Barton 4-3, Coffeyville 10-7, and Murray State 10-2. Ooh-wee. What did you guys have to do, man, to get over that hump, off of that three-game losing streak you guys were going on?
Man, we just had to overcome adversity, man. We had lost three games, and then we had to bounce back. We went to UCO. And it wasn't a nice day at all, man. It was cold on both sides, man. We had to be playing. It was at least 30 degrees. So we just had to overcome some adversity. These guys did a good job of bouncing back.
I know that's right. 30 degrees, man. What did you guys have to do to prepare? Because baseball is usually something you play in a spring and summer. You know what I'm saying? It's usually hot. So how'd y'all
right,
make that adjustment?
And really, man, it all started in practice, the preparation during that week. After we, you know, took those L's, you know, we just wanted to work on the things that we needed to work on. And, of course, being outside, we try not, you know, here at Trojans, we don't make any excuses. We're set to play in the cold.
I know, that's right. And you talk about adjustments, man. What kind of adjustments did you guys make?
Really, we had to go to, you know, stick with our gap-to-gap approach and really not trying to, with that type of weather, really not trying to, you know, try to overdo our swing. And we really talked about our two-strike approach. We had quite a few strikeouts in the past, and then we went up our two-strike approach for the weekend, and then the guys did a good job, you know, bouncing back.
I know that's right. Yes, man, you guys did have a lot of strikeouts in those losses right there. Give me 1 second, Coach Cummins. I have to talk on one of Fernando B real quick.
Yes, sir.
And I, that was G-Eazy and Hazley with him and I. Sit down somewhere. But yo, man, peep game, the Mexicali Matadors, man. I will be announcing their game tonight. The showtime is at 6:30. They're playing against Andrew. Shout out to them. You feel me? Travis Scott, sicko mode on the beat. All right, Coach Cummins, man. I am back. And I had to do my talk break right there, man. I'm doing two things at once, sports radio also with hip-hop radio, man. So that's an adjustment that I had to make. And you were speaking on adversity with that playing 30-degree weather, man. And before we get into Murray State, how did you guys get past Barton? You guys won 4-3 in that game.
Oh man, that game, man. I have to say that two strike approach, man. It helped us out a whole lot this weekend. Helped getting guys to understand, you know, two strikes, yeah, bat is not over. So
mm-hmm.
You fight in there, you just keep fighting, man. Keep running up the pitch count, man. So who knows? We may drop. We may get away with a base hit or a walk.
And can you kind of explain the two-strike approach? I know you was telling your players that, you know, their bat is not over. So do you guys teach them to get up on the crowd to play there, or do they make any adjustments within their self in the batter's box?
Right, on both sides. We do what we call up, and up. So guys get up on the plate a little bit, choke up on the bat a little bit, and scoot up towards the pitcher just a hair. You know, anything close, we either fouling it off or we're looking to drive it back up the middle the other way.
Up the middle and the other way. Talking about Oppo and word on the street, man, Mr. Craig, dude had a five-hit day. He leads Seminole State College past Murray State College. And actually, you guys totaled 19 hits in the game. And you guys had Craig, Archer Brookman, Mac Chambers, Braden Roden, and Chase Bryant. They all collected for multiple hits. doing for you guys. But Joseph Craig had 5 hits and 5 at-bats. Let me holler at your boy real quick. What's up, Mr. Craig?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. And you're from Blanchard, Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
Playing outfield, and you're the right fielder, to be exact, right?
Right field, that's correct.
Oh, so you must got an arm, too.
I got a little bit of arm.
Hey, man, you can't throw me out. No, I'm just playing with you, man. So you had 5 hits and 5 at-bats, man. How did you prepare for that last game against Murray State College?
Well, we get there, and the weather wasn't too good. It was a little bit warmer, about mid-40s. But we had the wind blowing out about 20 miles per hour, so we need to get something there and just let the wind take it. You know, we might be running for a while, so that's all we did.
I know that's right, man. And in the second inning, you know, you drove in one whenever you hit that double. Was that a stand-up double, or did you have to get dirty?
No, that's a stand-up double.
Oh, look at you. Let me hit the ghetto bell for Blanchard, Oklahoma right there.
I like to make it easy on myself.
What'd you say?
I like to make it easy on myself.
I know that's right, man. Walk us through that home run that you hit.
Do what?
I said walk us through those home runs that you hit. You had 2 home runs, 7 RBIs, man. Woo! So walk us through each of those 2 home runs, man. Was it just easy peasy for you, or did you kind of have to take that 2-strike approach that Coach Cummins was talking about?
Like I said, you know, we got there and we realized in BP that the wind was just howling out, so just had to get something up in the air. They came with some slower dudes, so I scooted up in the box a little bit, make it a little bit faster, and I was just looking for something I could drive and get into.
Okay, so you just needed to get something up in the air because you knew that wind was going to have that ball traveling then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Already, that's what's up, man. What's some goals that you set for yourself this season? I know we're saying that you haven't been signed yet. What some places would you like to go?
Places I'd like to stay here at home, you know, go to OU, maybe. I've been in talk with TCU, high school, and UTA would be a great place. Texas Tech would be a nice one.
There you go. That you talking about? That's my country right there, man. Yeah, Coach Tim Tadlock, man, he's doing a great job with the Texas Tech team here. And you keep having games that you had against Murray State, man. You might just end up getting that call. And how does it feel to drive in all of those runs, man? RBIs. And for you guys that's listening out here, who's some of my hip hop fans, RBIs are runs batted in. This guy batted in 7 RBIs, man. How'd that make you feel?
Man, I felt really good, but, you know, just like I was saying, I was just trying to get someone I could drive. I had runners in scoring position. I had 0-2 bases loaded, so I screwed up, got a hanging curveball, and drove it in the gap and run.
Ooh, you said a hanging curveball. Did you watch it the whole time, and was you licking your chops?
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, that's what's up, man. Well, let me hit the ghetto bell once again for Mr. Joseph Craig right there out of Blanchard, Oklahoma. 5 at-bats, had 5 hits, 7 RBIs, 2 home runs. That boy is doing his thing. Would you like to give a shout-out to anybody, Mr. Craig?
Just my family and friends that are supporting me back home. My fiance and my daughter. I just love them so much.
Oh, okay. You got a fiance. When y'all getting married, man?
We're gonna plan on this summer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up, bro. When you get in there, welcome to the fraternity. Whenever you get married, you join the whole fraternity of married men. So I wish the best of luck for you, man. You take care of your baby girl, and I hope you have a great rest of the season.
I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Coach Cummins, what's up?
What's going on, Brother Pete?
All right, not much, brother. All right, so what's the rest of you guys' schedule looking like next week?
Right now we're rained out for. We're supposed to play today at El Reno at Redlands, but weather's not permitting. So we're shooting to try to schedule a game for this upcoming Sunday. If not, we look to open up again at home Tuesday against Redlands.
Against Redlands?
Redlands, R-E-D, and Land, Redlands.
Oh, okay, Redlands. Oh, so I'm sure it was the other team that didn't want to play today, because I know y'all play in rain, sleet, or snow, talking about Coach Chambers.
Hey, man, you know, hey, we'll go, hey, set up the schedule, hey, we'll come get you. We just want to play.
I know, that's right, man. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to give we're going to give 10 seconds of silence out of respect for Mr. Coach James Martin's wife. So about 10 seconds, we're going to have a moment of silence right now. All righty, and we are back, man. Condolences goes out to the Martin family out there, man. If you guys are looking to donate, I actually shared the link on my Facebook, Soar Every Day. And, Coach Tyrell, you can also tell them where they can go to as well, man.
Also, once again, everyone, just click on our SSC Seminole State Trojans baseball profile on Facebook, or you can follow us on our Twitter at SSC Baseball.
Alrighty, that's what's up, man. So after Redlands, who are you guys looking to face?
Let me see. Actually, we're going to start preparing for conference. So at the end, on March, we open up with Arkansas Baptist.
Okay. Is that a home game?
We're away. We're actually away.
Okay, man. I hope you guys go out there and tear it up, man. I hope you guys put whooping on everybody, how y'all whooped up on Mary State. I'm bragging on y'all all year, Coach Cummins. So I look forward to talking to you next week and see if you guys can be able to play any games. And we'll take it from there, all right?
Absolutely. We appreciate your support, Pete and Pete.
It's my pleasure, man. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
Shout out to Coach Cummins right there and Joseph Craig. He did his THING this past weekend. 5 for 5, man. 2 home runs, 7 RBI. Shout out to Coach Cummins there as too. Man, them coaches is making great adjustments. Shout out to head coach Coach Chambers and also assistant coach James Martin. And I just want to say, man, those are a group of talented coaches and a group of talented guys. So, I just want to give them a big old shout-out and hit the ghetto bell again. Hey, shout-out to the Seminole State Trojans. Yo, that's Soar Every Day with your boy, Petey Pete.